Hey, welcome back to another awesome episode of the Life Air Show podcast. I'm your host, Jason Wojo. We got Polish Peter as a co-host. And on the Life Air Show, we help people live the life they want to live. And that looks different for everybody, but we help people create amazing businesses to support their life and to have that life that gives them enjoyment and fulfillment and fun and all the things that go along with that. Dude, today we're going to talk about something. By the way, on this show, we talk about a lot of different things, right? Because a complete life is one that checks many boxes, you know? So people want to be in shape and be healthy physically. Oftentimes people want to have financial freedom. People want to control their calendar. They want to have good relationships. They want to, you know, perhaps grow closer to their creator. And so one of the things I think that a lot of folks, certainly in Life and Air, we see this is, you know, and I got to tell you, like, man, the Life and Air community as a whole is like, it's just such an, I can't even describe how honored I am to be part of this, because like, it's a group of people that are genuinely happy and rooting for people to succeed. Like, you know, so many people in real life, are kind of rooting against you at some, certainly when you start doing better than them, they start rooting against you a little bit, you know, secretly maybe. So like the frenemies kind of thing. But along with like this attitude of helping people, you know, every so often I'll have a conversation with somebody and they're like, hey, I'm trying to help my mom or my sister or my friend or my buddy from work do this thing, and I just cannot get them to care, and they don't do it, whether it's lose weight or get rid of a toxic relationship or start like thinking more, more positively, That's not even a word.
That English is not so easy now, is it? Yeah.
Yeah. Think more positively.
Make fun of my accent, yeah.
And like, but at the core of all this is like, how do you help somebody that doesn't really want to take action on their own or is stuck taking action? Like, how do you do that? And then how do you, number one, do it? Number two, like, how do you come to terms and peace with whatever the outcome is?
Well, that's a really interesting conversation, because I mean, I will tell you this, one of the first things that you need to figure out whether that person actually wants help. You know, because sometimes we look at those conversations, these relationships, and we want to help them because we know what can help them. We just start offering help, right? And just want to help them. We're just doing stuff. But they never ask for it, kind of a thing. So I would say that one of the first things you want to do is ask whether they actually want to help. They say no, you move on. If they say yeah, okay, let's talk about this. But then what ends up happening, you say a few things, here's what I would do, here's how I would do it, and they don't do anything. So yeah. Why is that? How we actually get that? So that's the conversation that we're having here today. And I will tell you this, it is sometimes can be very frustrating, because you can see what it can do for them, but for whatever reason, they're not moving forward. So then the discussion, I think, has to happen a little bit more deeper. Like, why is that? Because something in their mind or in their life, whether it's fear or something, that's stopping them. You know what I mean? It's not so much that, you know, that's not the case for every time, you know what I mean? But sometimes what ends up happening is we haven't actually uncovered what is actually in a way for them to get this done. If we can help them figure that part out, then maybe they'll move forward.
You know, I think the first thing... Go ahead.
Go ahead. You go for it, yeah.
I think one of the first things that you said is like, you got to really ask, like, do they want help? You know, so I have a friend right now who has been in a rut for years. Like, and they've been in a rut for years, and I've just seen them chase their tail, never make any progress. Mm-hmm. I sent them an email. I'm like, hey, listen, if we're going through text, and I said, let me shoot you an email, because I want to say a few things. So I sent them an email, and I said, hey, you know, first thing is like, do you want my help with this? I can be a friend and I can listen if that's all you really want. Or I can approach this and I'll treat you like someone who pays me to coach them. Do you want me to coach you? And I said, listen, in my perspective, being a friend hasn't really helped you, because you're still in the same spot you have been in years. And I would like to propose, you know, that we consider a coaching thing arrangement. If we do this, I want you to have the same desire and incentive that somebody who pays me thousands of dollars to sit down with me for a day, that's how I want you to view this. And dude, guess I sent that email out 2 weeks ago and I have not gotten a response. And so, and by the way, they told me like, oh, I'm having problems with my email. Like, dude, if you wanted to change and you had this offer, you would have done anything you needed to do to figure out your email password. Or you would have said like, hey, can you, I would set up a new email address and hey, send it here. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, and so this person's kind of answering my question already, right? But this hurts my heart because like, I don't like seeing people living a life of pain, of suffering, of something less than what it could be. And so like, this is where I think people, if you struggle with this, and I say you, the listener, the viewer, like, first of all, like I applaud you because you are someone who cares deeply about people and want to help them. And you have an amazing heart and we're grateful you're here. But this also does leave a very difficult conversation, whether it's with this other person you're going to try to help or internally that you have to be okay with, like that they just don't want help. And some people don't want help. Like, you know, and they don't want to stop, you know, dude, I have a family member who was diagnosed with cancer who still smokes. Like, what in the world, right? Like, or you have your buddy who has a heart attack and they just don't stop with the liquor and the alcohol and the pizza. Like, it's like, what do you do, man?
Yeah, it's really hard, especially when you have a heart for people to be able to do that. So, one thing I will tell you this is, you know, I talk about, we're not going to go into this conversation here about the, you know, the six human needs, seven human drives kind of thing. But think about it this way. Like sometimes people, like they have a big drive need for certainty, right? The comfort in life, certainty. What I found a lot of times, and this is nothing against them, but what I found is some people will sit in a fire and be burned and not get out of the fire because it's, in a way, it's more comfortable to be in the fire, to be actually be outside of it because of the unknown, because of what might actually happen. And that's why it sometimes it looks like it's really difficult for someone to help them because it's so hard to step out of this comfort zone or whatever it might be, right? Some people will actually just go and they're the type of people who just complain, you know what I mean? And that's what they like. And that's nothing's going to change in their life. And they're just going to complain and going to talk about like how bad their life is and things like that. And then you come to a conversation. Okay, do I want to be just listener for you? Like you said to your friend, right? You want me to just be in listening gear? If that's the case, cool. You know what I mean? But you have to, I think a lot of it has to do with type of a person this is. And for someone who is a really good heart to helping people, it's a really, really, really hard thing to be able to go and be there for that person, you know what I mean, or help them. So I think what ends up happening, once you recognize that sometimes people need to go through the fire in order to get out of their own way, you know what I mean, and it's hard, especially if you're a friend. Maybe that's for some people, but that's not for everybody. And if they, you know, yeah.
Well, I think, you know, two things you said, man. One is like, I think the reason, one big reason, you mentioned certainty, you know, really wanting to like, you know, have confidence in something, know the way it's going to turn out. A lot of people are afraid of failing, especially when you talk about like, for instance, let's use a couple of real life examples. Like, so you got a buddy who maybe is, you know, neglecting his wife and you're like, dude, you need to like put some time into this. There could be a belief like, well, she's partially to blame too. And so I'm not going to be the one to step forward, or oh, I've already tried everything and she's just constantly going to be unhappy. And it doesn't matter what I do. She always, you know, cuts me down or whatever. And so I'm not going to bother trying it. Right. So like, I'm not going to try. Or it's somebody who wants to lose weight. And they're like, oh, I've failed so many times already. I've tried all the programs. I can't lose weight and keep it off. What's the point? I'm just gonna be disappointed. Or it's someone who wants to like start a business. And they're like, oh, I already tried this like three times and I crash and burn every time. And it's just like left me in debt. And I'm not going to like, I don't want to get burned again. Like, so I get it. Mm-hmm. But like, here's the thing that I think people misunderstand is like, you are, yes, when you try anything, there is a possibility of failure and probably a high likelihood of failure. But guess what? Like, that's where you learn how to do it better next time. So when you try to relate to your spouse and it doesn't work well, okay, like let's try a different angle. Or you try to do something in your business and it flops, okay, well, that didn't work. That's a great lesson. Like, let's figure out a different way to do it. And it's through those failures that you learn to be successful. And people are just so attached to like the outcome of like, oh, I don't want to be disappointed. Well, you're guaranteeing disappointment if you stay stuck with where you are. But it doesn't feel like that because like they can justify it like, oh, well, I didn't try, so I didn't have to feel like a failure. Like, that's what it really is, like feeling like a failure, I think, that makes a difference. Hey, we'll get right back to our episode. But before we do, I want to tell you about something that will change your life when you choose to attend. And what I'm referring to is our Get a Life Getaway. This is a 3-day immersive training that Peter and I teach. And we walk you through the blueprint of how to create the detailed plan for the life you've always dreamed about. Peter, tell them what the event's like.
Yeah, so it is very personalized to you. You get to work on your own life. You let go of all the past hurts, and you actually get to create your life vision, create the life that you truly want. So how would they go about doing that, Bojo?
Dude, go to lifeinair.com, and you will see a tab for upcoming events. Click on the link. You'll read a description of the event, and then we will see you at the event itself. We do these all over the country. We do several per year, also virtually as well. And we would love to be there and walk you through this process to help you create the dream life you've always wanted. Let's get back to the episode.
Well, if you really think about this on this particular topic, I want you guys to consider something listening to this. You learned this over the years. How do I know that you learned this? Because if you believe that from the very get-go, you would not be walking right now. You as a person would not be walking right now, because if you've seen a little baby learning how to walk, he plants on his face or her face about 30,000 times before he finally gets the balance. So is that baby failing, or is it just taking his steps to get to the next level? Because think about it this way, like, that baby is not failing. It's just taking a step, falls over, take a step, falls over, take a step, falls over. Let's go over the table, takes two steps, falls over. So it just did something. And every single time, because, you know, the good thing is it doesn't have the reasoning in that brain, doesn't have all the logic going on in the brain, doesn't have all these stories going on in the baby's brain, because they don't have the brain developed yet. They just go and start trying to get to work to a point where they start walking. So if you were to look from that perspective in life, using that as an example, because by the way, every single person on this earth has at one point learned how to, well, not everyone, but has learned how to walk, then guess what? If you apply this to your other areas of your life. So it's not that you're failing, you're just taking a step. You're getting away from the table, you fall over. Okay, let's get up, let's move forward. Because every single time you do, you learn something new, like you said. So if you just use that as an analogy, it might actually help you a lot more in life to be able to go and you know, approach things. So, and growth happens outside of that certainty, outside of the comfort zone. It doesn't happen inside of it. So, which is a whole different discussion.
Well, so dude, I was reminded of this, you know, the other night, I don't know if you can see this picture I'm holding up to the screen right now.
So it's actually.
There you go. Okay, it's my daughter. It's my 5-year-old doing mazes, right?
Okay.
And they're pretty advanced mazes. And like, so she's doing it and she gets like halfway through and she realizes, it's the wrong way. And she goes back and retraces it and she tries it again and she messes it up and she tries it again. And she, but not once did I hear her say like, oh, forget it. I'm just going to give up. Like, she just kept trying. And even if she had to start from the beginning. And in my head, I was like, wow, like what a lesson. Like somewhere along the way, we learn to like stop trying.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's sad, but like, and I don't know if it's a, I don't know what the reason is or when it exactly starts. I think it probably starts sometime.
When you're a kid, you start learning those beliefs and you start the seeds
you
are being
pick them
planted
up somewhere, like, you know,
kind of stuff. Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. We talk about beliefs a lot at the Get a Life, and like, but it just struck me. I'm like, and I took a picture of her because it just really, I want to be remembered, you know, remember that of how not giving up and just going until you finish it. And the truth is that not every, you can try your best. And I want to encourage everybody to like try your best to reach someone. If they give you permission, don't go right into coach mode. And let me also give you a little caveat here. If this is someone who's really close to you, you really could have a hard time with them because they already have a filter on you. If you don't try to coach your wife or your husband, because that is not going to go well.
Or keep them accountable. Okay.
Yeah, that's another one, right? Yeah. Do not try to keep
your spouse accountable.
Oh, dude, okay? I've done that mistake. I've made that mistake.
That's why you have no hair now, right?
Oh, yeah. Right. Right. So Well, and I guess what I'm saying is like, get their permission. Mm-hmm. And if they don't want your help, you just got to be love on them where they are. But also don't let it hold you back. And this is an important point too. We talk about in Life and Air, be careful who you surround yourself with, because like, if you are constantly around people who are giving up on their dreams and settling for the status quo and are choosing the most comfortable path and the easiest route, like it is likely that some of that will rub off on you. Conversely, if you're around people who are stretching their boundaries and who are trying to improve and let go of like negative parts of their life, like that's also going to reflect and show up for you too. So I'm not telling you to give up on your friends that aren't walking the path with you, but also just realize like, it's not your job to fix anybody. Like I do think it's a privilege to get to help people, but it's only for the people that want it. And you know, this is a cliche, but it's like when the student is ready, the teacher appears kind of thing, I think really does hold true.
Well, and here's the other thing is, think about it this way. Because we have our different stories, like my story is different than Vojo's stories, right? Vojo knows probably 15-20% of my story. I know maybe 15-20% of the story. And the reason why I said is we've been best friends. We've known each other for too long, you know, at this point, I think. We've known each other since what, 2012, 13? So we know each other for a very long time. We share a lot to each other. But because of the fact that you don't know what you're not telling, like you've literally forgot, right? I mean, some things are irrelevant. Like I can't tell him every single thing that's happened in my entire life, right? So if that's the case, then every single person in your life has only sliver of your story and vice versa. You only have so much that you know about their story. So if that's the case, then if you start looking from that perspective, then guess what? Your growth might be different based on your own story than their growth. Their growth might be at a different level or different speed or different whatever it might be, right? And what ends up happening is if you're trying to get them to go in your rate, sometimes it doesn't work. And then you get frustrated. So recognizing that they have a different story, different life, different ways that it come from or whatever it might be, it gives you that space to not so much get frustrated. Because some people will, you know, they want to change, but something is constantly in their way. You know what I mean? And it can get very, very frustrating, especially being a coach. Man, I mean, it is one of the most amazing things that I can get to do in life, being a coach, but sometimes can get very frustrating because it's like sometimes it's like right there in front of you. You know what I mean? If you just took that one little step, it would make such a huge difference. And something's not happening. So so being that for them that way, I think sometimes it really helps.
And you know what? And if they ever come along to a point where they want help and they ask you for it, then be there to give it for them. Don't be like, oh, now you want my help. Don't be like that. Right.
Don't
right?
be judgmental.
Be open. I think of the prodigal son, like in the Bible, like you just open your arms and you welcome him back and you're like, yeah, I'm glad to help. And I'm here for you. So there's another hidden lesson in there too, which is like, you know, of course we won't get into it on this podcast, but like, for instance, sometimes people have to like be vested in that, in their own transformation to value it, you know, and they have to like pay a coach. Like for instance, back in the day, dude, I used to make diets for people for free when I first got into bodybuilding. And I can tell you wholeheartedly that almost none of them did anything with it. When I started charging $500 a month, people started paying attention and getting results, like something there too. Yeah. So you are up against a couple hurdles. One being you're not going to charge your friends most likely. And in this situation we're talking about, it's an informal relationship. But two, they have that filter on you. And so those two things are working against you. So there is also a possibility here that somebody else might be able to help them more than you. And in which case, listen, if it's a life and air related thing, like send them to a life and air event, like instead of you being the one to try to tell them something. And so anyways, man, you got anything else?
No, I think that's a pretty good, you know, the thing that we talked about on this particular subject.
Yep. I think last thing is like, you know, your job is just to love them where they are and just be an inspiration for what's possible and let and just shine that light. Don't dim your light to make them feel comfortable. Don't dim, I'm not telling you to downplay your success. But they'll come along if they're ready. And if not, just be okay with it.
One last thing just popped into my head. You gotta let go of the judgment. I will tell you guys this from my experience in so many different conversations in life. Because judgment is going to start pop up, you know, for you, like being judging the person, why they're doing whatever. You got going to have to let go of the judgment a lot of times. And it's really difficult for a lot of times to be able to let go. But if you do that, it helps people open up and helps people maybe say why they are, can't do it or what's going on. And then you don't get so frustrated because all of a sudden you do find out that they're not taking action or making the phone calls because we just discovered that, their marriage is falling apart and that's occupying their entire life kind of a thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. So now it completely changes the whole entire conversation. So.
Yep. So hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Hope you get something out of it. And if you're someone who loves helping people, hopefully this gives you a little bit of, you know, comfort in knowing you're doing all you can do without having it feel like something that's just going to drive you nuts and hurt your heart. So if you enjoyed this, please leave us a review, give us a rating. This is how we help reach more people, share this message and change more lives. All right, we'll see you next week. Everyone, take care.